Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday on B. Mitch and Finley. Chris Hayre joins us now from KCAL, California, Los Angeles, does the Chargers weekly podcast, used to work for the Lakers, covers the hell out of these L.A. Chargers. Chris, what's up, dude? How you been?
JP, always good to hear from you, man. Look forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I almost just made a tremendous mistake.
Oh, no.
You're going to laugh at this because I luckily did not hit send. I posted something on Twitter that I then wanted to post on Threads, and I went to just copy paste the text I wrote on Twitter onto Threads, and I just hit paste, and I was about to hit send, and I realized the text that I had just pasted was your phone number, so I almost tweeted out your phone number, Chris, but I didn't. So that's the good news.
It would have been a wild Friday here in Southern California if that happened.
All right, dude.
Oh boy,
get
JP,
us up to speed. I didn't do it is the good news. Get us up to speed on all things Chargers. Coming off a really bad, almost shocking loss in New York.
Yeah, you know what? It started with three straight wins in the AFC West. Right. So like that was kind of the theme in training camp. It's like we're going to learn a lot about this team after the first three games, and to go down to Brazil and beat the Chiefs and then Monday Night Football handle the Raiders and then really a hard fought game that Sunday before at SoFi Stadium where Justin got hit a bunch against that Broncos front. But to gut it out and to win on a Cameron Dicker field goal, be 3-0, you're feeling pretty good. But you know what? Everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Chargers up in MetLife. First drive, quick 3-and-out. Jackson Dart, who you know no one has seen in the NFL in a regular season game, goes down the field, 89-yard touchdown drive. And then on the very next series, their all-world left tackle, Joe Alt, gets hurt and leaves the football game. So you're already down 7-0. Now you're down – you know, I put him in the category of Derwin James and Justin Herbert as guys you simply can't lose. And you know, you're kind of playing with a new offensive line combination and kind of playing catch up. And there was a time where I thought that they were going to turn the corner in the third quarter when Omarion Hampton had that 54-yard touchdown. I'm like, all right, I think this is where they make their move, and they just weren't able to claw back and win it. So you know, you're 3-1. I think silver lining, there really is no silver lining to losing Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt, but at least you have a week to kind of game plan for what that's going to look like on Sunday as opposed to do it in-game.
With the offensive line in particular, who are the backups? Like, how is that group going to look on Sunday?
It's a great question. So Jamari Sawyer, who played right guard on Sunday, keep up with me now. There's a lot of different combinations that are going on. So Mekhi Becton did not play in the game against the Giants. He was a limited participant yesterday and the day before. We'll know more about his status later this afternoon. But Jamari Sawyer was playing left tackle on Wednesday at practice. And Jamari, when Rashawn Slater went down a few years ago, he actually filled in pretty serviceably for Rashawn at left tackle. So I would expect to see Jamari Sawyer there. And then you have the regular four that started week one, Zion Johnson, Bradley Bozeman, Mekhi Becton, if he's ready to go, and Trey Pipkins kind of at their natural position. So that really the only player that you would be missing from week one would be Joe Alt. But still, I mean, you can't emphasize enough just how big a loss Rashawn Slater was, and then to lose Alt as well. It was probably the best tackle combination in the NFL entering 2025.
Yeah, has that, I mean, losing your tackles, and sometimes quarterbacks will get affected by it. Has it affected Herbert?
Yeah, no doubt, B. Mitch. And, you know, it didn't help that it was the Broncos the week before and then the Giants and their pass rushers, right? Like, to go back-to-back with those defenses and that type of pass rush has been tough. Justin was hit 26 times the last 2 weeks. I think it was 14 times against the Broncos and 12 times against the Giants, or maybe that's reversed. But a stark difference from the first 2 weeks against the Chiefs and the Raiders. So protecting him is going to be paramount. I think Amarian Hampton will help with that. I think the fact that you have kind of a diverse set of weapons on the outside with Quentin Johnson and Keenan and Ladd McConkey, maybe the quick passing game will help with that as well. But, you know, Justin likes to push the ball down the football field. We will see if they give him enough time to do that on Sunday.
Talking with our friend Chris Harry here, covers the Chargers for KCAL, CBS here in Los Angeles. Chargers are playing really good defense. They've been vulnerable against quarterbacks that run. Is that fluky? Is that a flaw? Where can the Chargers get beat defensively?
Yeah, that's certainly something that happened in week one with Mahomes. Mahomes is so good with his legs anyway. So, like, just him extending plays, they knew that going into that game that was going to be an issue. You know, Jackson Dart, a lot of design runs from him last week. Again, it was a very impressive 89-yard drive. But you take that out of it, guys, like, Dart didn't do too much. Like, Herbert threw two interceptions, and that led to 11 points. So you take that first drive out, like, Jackson Dart really didn't have that big of an impact on the game, I should say. But, yeah, certainly, I mean, like, you know, I expect Jayden Daniels to have – you have to expect him to have no limitations coming into this game. So certainly I think it's going to be a big test for guys like Deion Henley, the Chargers star linebacker, maybe spying Jayden, or a guy like Derwin James who's just all over the football field. You have to account for Jayden's legs, especially, you know, with his weapons kind of beat up on the outside and, I don't know, you guys can tell me in terms of, like, who they're going to use to maybe push the football down the field. You know, the Chargers defense, they're really good about not getting beat by big plays through the air. But certainly a running quarterback, you know, it's a small sample size, but it's given them some issues the first month of the season.
Is it just the quarterback running that bothers them, or is it the running game?
It's been the running game has been good. Like, the run defense has been good. I think it's been more Beamish the quarterbacks, right? You know, like, even Geno got loose a little bit in that Monday night game. And again, I talk about Mahomes with his legs. They see that twice a year. I really do think that it's tough when you're seeing a rookie quarterback for the first time, and you're not really knowing what to expect coming out of the gates. Like, you know, that first drive by the Giants was scripted. But yeah, it's been more the quarterbacks. They've been pretty solid against the run in general. But that three-headed attack with Washington, I expect them to probably lean on that with guys like Terry and Noah Brown out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what Washington's offense looks like. What about the rookie running back for the Chargers, Amarian Hampton? I mean, he's a big play waiting to happen. Washington's been giving up big plays far too frequently.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think of Hampton in this game?
I mean, he's an absolute monster, man. Like the 54-yard touchdown, maybe the lead on the in the box score, but I'm sure you guys saw that 18-yard run that I think it went like the angry runs that Kyle Brandt does. But he's a relentless, big, physical running back. And you know the plan kind of going into the season was to kind of pair him with Najee Harris, who coincidentally had never missed a game in the NFL. It was as durable as they come. So you're going to have that combination to kind of wear teams down in the fourth quarter. Najee pops his Achilles a couple of weeks ago against the Broncos. And, it took a while for Amarion to get going. They really leaned on Justin's arm the first 2 weeks of the season. But when Najee went out in that Broncos game, they really placed an emphasis on Amarion. And, you know, he only had 12 carries in the Giants game, but he averaged 10.7 on the ground, including that 54-yard touchdown. And he's just a load to bring down. Like, just the effort there is relentless. So you look at what Bijan Robinson was able to accomplish last Sunday. I'd be shocked if he wasn't the focal point of the offense going into the game against the Commanders, especially with the offensive line kind of beat up the way it is. I do expect Amarion Hampton to have a big say in the result.
Yeah, I mean, he's a baller, dude. I'm curious for you, how strong is the Chargers fan base these days? Like, you've covered the Chargers for a while now. They've been in L.A. now for a long period of time, and yet I feel like on the East Coast, like, so many people, my friends, when I was telling them I was headed out here, like B. Mitch, you'll laugh at this. B's tried to get me set up to play Del Mar down in San Diego. And I was like, B's, they play in L.A. Like, how?
So B's and Jeff on the same page, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But my boy Jamie, who is in the media business, said the same thing. He's like, are you going to play Torrey Pines? I was like, dude, I'm in Los Angeles, not San Diego. but, like, I think there's going to be a lot of burgundy and gold in SoFi on Sunday. How established or fair weather, whatever the right term is, what is this Chargers fan base nowadays?
Well, a couple of things. It's grown exponentially since 2017 when they moved up here. I remember, the first couple of games in that soccer stadium, and you have like the
Dude,
Eagles
I covered
in week
a game
four,
at that
right?
Stadium, it was crazy.
Yeah, and just keep in mind with Los Angeles, you saw it yesterday with San Francisco kind of taking over SoFi Stadium. Like when there's a game in LA, the opposing team's fans will circle SoFi Stadium as a destination to come out here. I will say this: over the last couple of years, really, I don't know if it's coincidental with Harbaugh, but just having Harbaugh and Herbert the last couple of years, the crowd's been really, really good for the Chargers. And I know last year they didn't play like the Cowboys and the Steelers and in some of the fan bases that travel pretty well. But couple of Sundays ago against the Broncos, it was a really, really strong Chargers crowd. Also recognizing that there's a lot of transplant Broncos fans here. And listen, I've been out here for 19 years from the D.C. area. I know a lot of, Redskins, Commanders fans that live here, and I'm sure there will be some burgundy and gold in the crowd, no doubt. But the fan base here is definitely growing, and I think when you have a winning coach and a winning quarterback, you have that combination, I think that does wonders. Plus, they have some star power, too. They have guys like Derwin James and Khalil Mack and Ladd McConkey, Keenan Allen, Amarion Hampton, kind of up and coming. So it's been fun to kind of see the evolution of the fan base and just kind of the second act of the Chargers here in Los Angeles.
How much burgundy and gold are you expecting Sunday?
It's one of the best road, especially like JP, it was different like 5-6 years ago, right? Like the fact that there's so many Jaden Daniels fans here, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking to Bram a little bit ago, and I was telling him about one of the events I did. I interviewed Jaden and his mom at this parade that they had for him at his high school, at Cajon High School, where they named it Jaden Daniels Field. It was like a rainy weekend before the combine, before he was even thought to be a Washington Commander. And it's cool to see high school football and just how big it is here, and how many Jaden Daniels fans there are in Southern California. So that's going to play a big part. Mm. But listen, I know about the burgundy and gold, man, and they certainly travel. It's going to be fun on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Where'd you grow up, Reston?
I grew up in Falls Church. I worked for the team for a couple of years, and the reason I'm in this job and I'm covering football is because of B. Mitch's Washington Redskins. I went to every single game as a kid. Section 301. I was there in 91 for every game, the Super Bowl year, and it's been fun to like follow them from afar. But you know, I was out here for some dark times, and it's been really cool to see just the life being brought back into the fan base, probably not only in D.C. but around the country.
You ain't lying about that, man. Well, it's exciting.
Chris, honestly, you and I are probably the same age, roughly, even though you're significantly better looking and look younger. It's the same for me. That 91 Skins team, I think, changed my life and put me on a path that I'm sitting doing this for a living now, because I was just obsessed. And
I was on the front page of the Fairfax Journal. I think I had like a black eye from like a sledding accident. I was in fifth grade. I was on my dad's shoulders at the parade in 91, and it's like one of those memories. It's like the Washington Redskins are like why I do this, you know. So it's going to be fun to see UJP and just a bunch of guys I worked with at the radio station I worked at 25 years ago.
Wow,
it's awesome. We're talking with our friend, man. Chris Hayre here from KCAL, covers the Chargers, sports anchor reporter here in Los Angeles. What is – you can give him a follow at Chris Hayre, Chris, C-H-R-I-S-H-A-Y-R-E. What is the Harbaugh effect on this team? Because Jim Harbaugh certainly seems like a very interesting dude. I imagine he is furious about that loss to the Giants last week.
The effect is real, man, and it's hard to, like, put your finger on, but you know it when you see it. Like, he established a culture. Like, keep in mind, like, when Brandon Staley was fired, they, like, gave up 63 points to the Raiders on that one Thursday night game. Yeah. You bring Harbaugh in, just like that, 11 games last year. And, you know, the schedule is considerably harder this year. But to start your season off by beating Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, then beating Pete Carroll in the What's Your Deal Bowl on Monday Night Football, and then to beat Sean Payton, like, that's a heck of a way to start your season. He's uber competitive. He has a really, really good coaching staff, guys that he's brought from Michigan, including the defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, who's been awesome, right? Really right from the rip. So it's his personality's infectious. He just wants to win so badly, and it rubs off on everybody in the organization. So I think those guys recognize they let one slip on Sunday. But that's the beauty of this game on Sunday, is because I'm sure the Commanders feel the same way about what happened in Atlanta, and the expectations are sky high for both teams. So I'm just so excited for the game, because I don't know what to expect. When you have quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels and Justin Herbert, who like coincidentally played against each other in college, I think Jaden's true freshman year when he was at Arizona State. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It really will be. Do you know, I'm trying to get information on this place, and I feel like maybe you'll know it just from living out here for so long. There's like a big-time Skins bar in Manhattan Beach, I believe. Do you know the name of that bar? I think they're having an event tonight that I'm going to try to go to.
Yeah, I you know what? I've been there a bunch, and I forget. Why does the name escape me? There's one in Culver City called Jocks or Daily's. And I'm sure anybody listening to you guys streaming, like, it's one of the coolest experiences if you're a Redskin or Commanders fan. But the place you're referring to is an old dive bar in Manhattan Beach that I've been to so many times, and I don't know if the name's changed. It escapes me, but it's right in Manhattan Beach, like across the street from the ocean, and it's awesome. It's in like the El Porto area of Manhattan Beach. Why does the name escape me?
You know what? That's what Google's for. I will figure that out. All right.
You sure?
Chris, I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. You know where I ended up last night was the Whaler, Chris, in Venice. Yeah. It was fun.
I did karaoke with my brother there about 10 years ago. I remember that night very vividly.
Wow.
I got it. I did not sing, Brian.
You didn't do Whitney Houston last night, though?
So it was Pete Haley's birthday at midnight. So he got done working. We went out for a cocktail, and I did not sing Whitney Houston last night. I did not think the West Coast was. What's your go-to karaoke song? I sing Whitney.
I think we did a Snoop and Dre collab. I think in Venice at the Whaler. Hey, I just found the name. It's called Summers.
Summers. Okay.
Yep.
If you want to see me tonight in the L.A. area, I'm going to go to Summers in Manhattan Beach. Chris, thank you, brother. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Hey, always appreciate you guys. I'll see you on Sunday, JP. Looking forward to it, man.
You'll see B too, man. I don't know if you guys have ever actually met, but we'll make sure that happens.
You'll be there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm leaving at 5 something.
I'll get in there early. I'll come find you guys.
All right, cool.
Take care, man.
All right, appreciate you.
Take care, man.
That's our friend. Chris Hayre. Give him a follow at Chris Hayre, Hayre. Does a great job covering the Chargers. When we come back, let's go through some specifics. Let's see where Vegas has this game, where we think it's going to end up. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Sunday's coming, and you've got your crew, your couch, your snacks, your slate, and FanDuel is coming with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now we're making it even better. Because this week, FanDuel's bringing the bonus. That's right. Right now, all customers can get a 50% profit boost on any NFL bet. However you play your game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account. Because that's what Sunday should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app and get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Get started today. You know what else we're going to get started today? The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll question of the day. Poll question of the day, who's going to win on Sunday, Commanders or the Chargers? The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. All right, B., I'll ask you the poll question. Who do you think wins, dude? This is a weird game. But you got two teams.
Weird game, but I'm going 24-20. Commanders.
Good guys?
Yeah.
What's your key in this one?
Running game. And I mean that on both sides of the football. You just heard him talk about how rough and rugged Amari Hampton is. We have to stop the run, and we also have to establish the run. We can do both of those things. We win the game.
Yeah, they got
I don't want it to be Jaden's back. Let's just go out there and just use him over and over again. No, no, no. Let's establish the run to make it when he decides to tuck it and go, he's going to have a lot of space to do it.
Considering Jaden and the offense didn't look great when he was healthy, what are your expectations for the offense tomorrow? Just in getting in rhythm, getting back to the consistent first downs, all that.
You say what?
Like, what are your expectations for this offense tomorrow? Because the offense looked pretty good in Atlanta, but they couldn't sustain long drives. Do you think?
I think the third down conversions will be better. I'm looking for a running game somewhere from 160 to about 195 yards total.
Okay. Landfill, I'll ask you the poll question. Who's going to win?
I don't feel good about this one. I kind of think it's going to be the Chargers, unfortunately. I'm not a big believer in the defense, and I think Justin Herbert is actually relatively competent. I know that they've got some tackle their problems with their both their tackles, so hopefully, fingers crossed, that's enough to let our defense get some pressure, and maybe we can disrupt that and pull out the win, but I do think the Chargers will pull this one out.
I'm guessing my man Jeff has a little more confidence. Jeffrey?
You know Mr. Optimistic checking in.
You I got think a frog the, in your throat, dog?
I was clearing my throat. But, yeah, I do believe we will win. I got us winning, like, 27-24.
Okay. Vegas, depending where you're shopping, has the Chargers as a 2.5, 3-point favorite. The total in this thing's 47, 47.5, 46.5, depending where you're shopping. If you look at the props in this, so Justin Herbert, the first 2 weeks of the season, was going for 280 a game. The last 2 weeks, that has dropped to 250 a game. Vegas has Herbert at 265, perhaps a nod to the Commanders' secondary struggles. They've got Jaden at 208 and a hook, which is kind of on par for him. If you look at the running totals, this is where things get interesting. B, if you had to pick the leading rusher for Washington, who would you pick?
Leading rusher in this game. I'm going to go with Nichols.
Interesting. White Brian, see if you can find it. I don't even see a prop for McNichols. On the ground, Vegas has Omarion Hampton, the Chargers rookie running back, with 69.5 rush yards. The highest rushing prop bet is Jaden Daniels, actually, B, with 44.5 rush yards.
Okay.
Which is
that's because they give up runs to the quarterback, but I believe I have faith in them to not go out there with all those planned runs off the bat with him.
Yeah, I think that would be wise. Of the actual running backs, Vegas has Bill at 31.5 rush yards, C-Rod at 23.5 rush yards, and then Justin Herbert at 16.5. Interesting numbers, I think, to kind of gauge things. You go to the receiving yards. Quentin Johnson is starting to really come on for the Chargers. They've got him at 65.5 receiving yards. Then Ladd McConkey, who's been really a down year to start anyway after a fantastic rookie season. McConkey with 56.5 receiving yards. Then Keenan Allen, the longtime veteran receiver that was with the Chargers, I think went to the Bears for a season.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, 52.5 receiving yards. The first receiving yard total, the highest receiving yard total I can see anyway, is Zach Ertz with 40.5 receiving yards.
All right.
So no Debo there. Maybe that's just because of the injury. They're just waiting.
That or they're expecting more of a Debo as a runner.
Omarion Hampton, 20.5 receiving yards. Considering how Bijan torched them last week as a receiver, that might get you a little bit of pause. That might be a number worth considering. And then how about this? Jacory Kroski Merritt, Bill, 7.5 receiving yards.
What you think about that?
I mean, I think he went 2 for 10 last week.
All right.
And we talked to him this week in the locker room, and he said, I'm trying to show I'm a complete back. I want to be a pass catcher. I want to be a pass blocker.
Second thing, that's the most important.
Who do you think defensively, if not counting Herbert, because the quarterback's just going to get so many attempts, right? Like, the quarterback's going to be a main factor in this game regardless. If you could shut down one player on the Chargers offense, whether it's Johnston or Allen or Hampton, like, who do you think they need to make sure does not go off?
Hampton? If Hampton goes off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off, then they are able to do whatever they want in their playbook. Hampton doesn't go off, and then you can start getting a little pressure on Herbert. He plays into your hands.
Yeah, I mean, you'd love to be able to generate some pressure in this thing. You'd love to be, baby, I'm going through withdrawals. I have to. All right, B, I finally got some information.
All right.
Shout out to DK Boss 14. Sent me this thing.
Where's it at?
Oh, that's Unk.
Shout out to Unk. I thought you were Unk, Jeff.
Nah, that's Unk right there.
He's B Unk.
No, I'm
Jeff
Big Cuz.
Ball Unk.
I'm Big Cuz.
They call you Unk.
I'm not Unk until 38.
They call you Unk Ball.
B Unk. I like that.
B Unk.
Hold on. If I'm Unk, what are y'all two?
I don't go hang out with the kids, so I'm nobody to them.
So you're Gramps?
He's G Mitch, dog.
Hey, I'm Gramps. I don't care.
I am fine to be. If, I don't know that I'm gonna
JP. You're Unk. Like
a left hand up here. Can white dudes get called Unk?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially
I'm fine
when you
being
got
an
them,
Unk.
Especially when you got them big New Balance on with the navy blue N.
I was wearing New Balances in the 90s. Don't come at me about New Balances. So there's a commander. I don't know that I'm going to go to this, B. Left hand up. Tonight at Obie's Pub and Grill in Manhattan Beach. I love Manhattan Beach. I like being on the beach in Los Angeles. I don't like going downtown. There's a Commander's Karaoke Takeover.
Yeah, you should go, Jay.
It starts at 9 o'clock, B.
Do your Whitney Houston, bro.
I don't know.
I'll come meet you.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Don't be scared.
The poor people. So I'm in a very nice hotel room. Shout out to Marriott. I got upgraded for my platinum status. Shout out to Bees. The poor people that are in the rooms next to me that I've been broadcasting live loudly on the radio for the last 4 hours.
They probably going to curse you out.
They must have really enjoyed this morning.
They're like, who the hell is this idiot?
I'm gonna be honest here. Left hand up. I don't know that I'm going to make Obie's Pub and Grill tonight at 9 o'clock. I was thinking of like a 6 o'clock meetup. If I'm going to do something, maybe I'll just tweet that out and people can come find me. What time do you land, B?
8.
8 o'clock. All right. All right. I got to go work practice. Practice is at 1:30 here.
All right. That's going to be over way before this.
Well, I'm going to have lives. I'll probably be live on television till 4 o'clock-ish local is my guess.
And hey, Jimmy, then, somebody just found we paid the charges in 1998. B. Mitch went 100. Stiff on a guy for 20 yards and then threw him down at the goal line.
All right, you need to that was post
Jimmy,
that, dog.
That was Jimmy Spencer's punk ass.
With your punk ass Jimmy Spencer.
Yeah.
Let's make some bets and then let's play Jeff's song one more time.
Heard it here first.
White Brian?
So B. Mitch went 4-2. JP went 3-1. So B. Mitch had more wins, but JP, your winning percentage was higher.
I had more wins. I won.
Duh. White Brian, I also think you're wrong, dog. Again.
You were two and two yesterday.
Yeah, I took the Rams last night.
Oh, I thought you took the Niners plus 8.5.
You know what? You off the damn beat.
Well, you said you were going to lay the points. So, yeah, I guess that's
Picking the Rams with points.
See, you know what?
I didn't hear
team. White Brian has cemented himself in the role of keeping track of the bets because he's the only one that will kind of keep track of it. But the problem is he's doing a poor job at it. Will anyone else take over White Brian's role?
No.
I'm not going to do it.
Brian, he can keep it.
But I won. I won. Just say that.
I think he's doing a great job.
Well, I mean, we should say the bar for keeping track of the bets is so incredibly low because Jeff used to do it and was awful at it.
Hold down. Now, I made him write them down, but at least before the segment came, I always pulled up the time from yesterday to get everybody's bets.
I don't know that that's accurate, Jeff.
Oh, it's accurate.
Landfill?
He usually would do that, but also Jeff isn't here 90% of the time.
Yeah, that's another factor.
That's a requirement to do the job, though.
That is a factor. But Lampville,
I plead the fifth.
I counter that, Lampville. How often is White Brian here?
Well, he's not here.
I mean, he's fair.
He's here more than Jeff.
He's just not here early.
As long as he doesn't go swimming in a hurricane, he's usually here.
White Brian's out here fighting the ocean. The ocean's going to win, dog.
Hurricane season is going to be over fairly soon, so we should be good.
Anybody got a pick for this weekend?
Commanders to cover, baby.
Yeah. No, Commanders to win. Hell with cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, B.
I'm going to go with another Luke touchdown.
Huh? You call that, Lance. If that happens again, boy, you paying for breakfast. You paying for lunch on Monday.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure you're betting on it, so you may as well win something.
I'm definitely betting on it.
I think the Bills beat the hell out of the Patriots Sunday night. Thank you to everybody. Governor Moore texted me his picks. He wasn't able to join us. He's got the Ravens, the Eagles, the Bills, the Chiefs, and unfortunately, the governor of the great state of Maryland is taking the Chargers. I'll let you discuss that with him,
yeah,
Brian, next time.
He better be worried about them Ravens. Somebody needs to be worried about.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to Chris Harey. Thank you to everybody that called in. Going to be a fun weekend in Los Angeles. B, I'll see you tonight or tomorrow. Everybody, be safe out there. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.